Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're going to be really digging into the world of snus. We want to get into like what it actually feels like to use it, you know, not just the marketing stuff.
Yeah, get into the nitty-gritty.
Exactly. So we found this article. It's from an actual snus retailer, and they talk about this, get this, burning sensation that new users feel. I don't know about you, but when I hear that, I'm kind of picturing like accidentally taking a swig of hot sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So like, is it that intense?
It's, well, not quite hot sauce, thankfully. What's interesting is the burning they're talking about, it's not from actual heat. It's the nicotine.
Mm.
It's like direct contact to the inside of your mouth, totally different from inhaling smoke, right? Yeah.
Okay, so it's like a localized thing, not your whole body going, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, I don't know, is it fair to compare it to like the difference between chugging an energy drink and sipping on some coffee?
That's a pretty good analogy. It's that direct contact thing. That's how snus is different from other, well, tobacco products, right? Like the article mentions chewing tobacco, snuff, all that. Snus is like the discreet option.
Oh, yeah. No spitting involved.
Right. No spitting, no inhaling, just, you know, a little pouch tucked away.
Speaking of pouches, did I read this right? They have licorice snus.
They do. It's a thing.
What is going on with all these crazy flavors?
See, that's where it gets interesting, right? All those flavors from your classic tobacco to, yeah, even licorice, tells us it's not just nicotine people are after.
It's an experience, huh?
Exactly. It's sensory, like picking out a wine for its, I don't know, aroma.
Okay, but let's talk about what it actually does. You know, the article uses these words, alerting and relaxing. Isn't that kind of like, I don't know, contradictory? How can it be both?
Yeah, it's like nicotine's, I guess you could say, it's got a double life, you know what I mean? Stimulant and relaxant.
Okay, so walk me through this. How does that even work?
Think about, like, that first cup of coffee.
Right.
Gets you going.
Yeah, like hitting the on switch.
Right. So that's the initial hit. Nicotine's like, boom, dopamine, adrenaline, all that good stuff. You're alert, ready to go.
So then where does the relaxing part come in?
Well, after that initial rush, those hormones, they level out, right?
Right.
And that's when that, like, wave of relaxation kind of washes over you.
Hmm. Interesting. The article actually compared snus to taking a smoke break, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That feeling of just, like, stepping away from stress for a sec. Is that, like, is that what we're talking about here?
It's a good connection. They don't, like, outright say snus is a stress reliever, but they do mention it can, like, help with negative emotions, anger, things like that.
So there might be something to that whole, like, finding a moment of peace thing.
Could be. But it goes back to, like, responsible use.
Oh, totally. Right. Like, don't go overboard or anything.
Exactly. Speaking of, they did mention tolerance, like needing more snus over time to get the same effect.
Right, right. Which is, I mean, we see that with all sorts of stuff, right? Caffeine, even. It's like, you start out, you just need a little bit, right? And then over time, it's like, gotta have more. To even feel anything.
Yeah, it's like that, what's that saying? Frog in boiling water.
Oh, totally.
You don't even realize it's happening until, boom, you're, well, you know.
And that's where that whole dependence thing comes in, right?
Exactly. And, you know, the article, they compare snus to cigarettes a lot, even say it's been around, like, forever, no big health risks,
right.
All that.
Yeah, that's how they.
What do you make of that, knowing what we know now about, you know, tolerance, dependence, all that?
Well, it's tricky, right? Because, yeah, people say it's safer than cigarettes. I mean, no smoke and all.
Right. Different delivery method for sure.
But safer doesn't necessarily equal safe,
mm-hmm.
You know? It's like, just because they have those healthy desserts now doesn't mean I can eat a whole pan and call it good.
Yeah, exactly. It's about the long game, right? This article, it's all about that immediate experience, how it makes you feel right then. But what about the bigger picture? Like, socially, we've said how discreet snus is. Does that make it more social or less social, you know?
Oh, that's an interesting thought. Because on the one hand, it's like, you could do it in places where smoking would be a no-go.
Right.
So maybe more people accept it.
Right, right.
But then, if it's not this big, obvious thing, does it kind of become this, like, solo thing?
Almost like a secret handshake.
Mm-hmm.
Brings people together or keeps them apart, who knows?
It's something to think about, for sure. Yeah. Well, we've covered a lot today, the sensations, the effects, even, wow, even the social side of it. So if you're curious and you want to dive deeper into this whole world, we'll have the link to the article in the episode notes. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.